Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has emerged as a global leader in a critical area of environmental governance, issuing over 56% of all internationally recognized certificates of compliance, or IRCCs, worldwide under the Nagoya Protocol. This is a significant achievement, considering that only 34 out of 142 registered countries have issued any IRCCs, making India's dominance even more striking. First, let's understand why this is in the news. India has issued 3,561 IRCCs out of a global total of 6,311, which is a substantial share of over 56%. The National Biodiversity Authority, or NBA, has mobilized 216.31 crore rupees since 2017, with 139.69 crore rupees disbursed to local communities. But why does this matter? It matters because it shows that India is taking the lead in ensuring that its genetic resources are accessed through a legal, documented, and benefit-sharing framework. Now, let us turn to what the Nagoya Protocol is. The Nagoya Protocol on Access and Benefit Sharing, or ABS, is a supplementary agreement to the Convention on Biological Diversity, or CBD. It was adopted on 29 October 2010 in Nagoya, Japan, and entered into force on 12 October 2014. The protocol has three pillars: access, benefit sharing, and compliance. Access means that users of genetic resources must obtain prior informed consent, or PIC, from the provider country. Benefit sharing means that benefits, both monetary and non-monetary, must be shared on mutually agreed terms, or MAT. Compliance means that countries must ensure that users within their jurisdiction comply with ABS laws of provider countries. What are IRCCs, then? An internationally recognized certificate of compliance is a permit issued by a country's national authority that confirms that PIC was obtained from the provider, MAT were established for benefit sharing, and the access to genetic resources was legal and documented. IRCCs are published on the ABS Clearing House, a global database maintained by the CBD Secretariat, and serve as proof of legal access, preventing biopiracy. Now, let us look at India's IRCC performance. India leads in IRCC issuance due to several factors. First, it has strong domestic legislation, with the Biological Diversity Act, 2002, and Biological Diversity Rules, 2004, in place before the Nagoya Protocol itself. Second, the NBA and State Biodiversity Boards, or SBBs, oversee access, while over 2.8 lakh Biodiversity Management Committees, or BMCs, at the panchayat level provide a grassroots network. Third, the NBA has been proactive in enforcing ABS compliance, tracking Indian genetic resources used in patents worldwide and demanding ABS compliance. Fourth, the NBA operates an online ABS portal for IRCC issuance, providing a digital infrastructure for the process. Benefit sharing is also an important aspect of the Nagoya Protocol. The NBA has mobilized 216.31 crore rupees since 2017, with 139.69 crore rupees disbursed to local communities, including TRVNBILS, forest dwellers, and farmers. The benefits include not just monetary payments but also technology transfer, capacity building, and co-authorship in research. This is a significant step towards ensuring that local communities benefit from the use of their genetic resources. But why is this important? Biopiracy is the unauthorized use of traditional knowledge or genetic resources from developing countries by corporations or researchers in developed countries without benefit sharing. India has been a victim of biopiracy in the past, with infamous cases involving turmeric, neem, and basmati rice. The turmeric patent, for example, was granted in 1995 to a US company for the wound healing properties of turmeric, but it was later revoked after a challenge by India's Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, or CSIR. Similarly, the NEEM patent was granted in 1994 but was later revoked in 2005 after a challenge by India and the European Union. The Basmati rice case, which involved a US company trying to patent basmati rice, was partially revoked. These cases highlight the importance of the Nagoya Protocol in preventing biopiracy and ensuring that genetic resources are accessed through a legal and documented framework. Now, let us turn to India's biodiversity governance architecture. The National Biodiversity Authority, or NBA, is the nodal agency responsible for implementing the Biological Diversity Act, 2002. The NBA is headquartered in Chennai and has a network of SBBs and BMCs across the country. The BMCs operate at the panchayat level and are responsible for documenting and conserving local biodiversity. Remember this number, there are over 2.8 lakh BMCs across the country, making it one of the largest grassroots biodiversity conservation efforts in the world. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers environment and biodiversity. The Nagoya Protocol, ABS Framework, PIC, MAT, and IRCCs are all important concepts that you should be familiar with. The Biological Diversity Act, 2002, and the roles of the NBA, SBBs, and BMCs are also crucial for your preparation. Biopiracy and its implications are also an important aspect of this topic. Note this carefully, the CBD and its protocols, including the Cartagena Protocol and the Nagoya Kuala Lumpur Supplementary Protocol, are all relevant to your preparation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India has issued 3,561 IRCCs, which is 56% of the global total of 6,311. The Nagoya Protocol was adopted in 2010 and came into force in 2014. India's domestic law, the Biological Diversity Act, 2002, was amended in 2023 to simplify compliance for Indian companies and codified Ayush practitioners' access to biological resources. The NBA headquarters is located in Chennai, and there are over 2.8 lakh BMCs operating at the panchayat level. The NBA has mobilized 216.31 crore rupees since 2017, with 139.69 crore rupees disbursed to local communities. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but India is one of 17 megadiverse countries, hosting around 7-8% of the world's recorded species across only 2.4% of the global land area. The People's Biodiversity Registers, or PBRs, document traditional knowledge at the village level, and India has completed PBRs for over 2.6 lakh panchayats, creating the world's largest grassroots biodiversity documentation effort. The CBD has three protocols, the Cartagena Protocol, which deals with biosafety, the Nagoya Protocol, which deals with ABS, and the Nagoya Kuala Lumpur Supplementary Protocol, which deals with liability for living modified organisms. India's Traditional Knowledge Digital Library, or TKDL, contains 3.4 lakh formulations from Ayurveda, Yunani, Siddha, and Yoga, which are used to challenge biopiracy patents at patent offices worldwide. Now, let us turn to the broader significance of this topic. India's leadership in IRCC issuance is a significant step towards ensuring that its genetic resources are accessed through a legal and documented framework, preventing biopiracy and promoting benefit sharing with local communities. This is a critical aspect of environmental governance and has important implications for India's biodiversity conservation efforts. As a UPSC aspirant, it is essential to understand the Nagoya Protocol, its significance, and its implementation in India, as it is a crucial aspect of environment and biodiversity governance.